Day to Ronald Jameson McDio.
Hey!
That's what we got for you. Happy birthday, Dio. Thanks for tuning in to the Monday Medicine here on UnderTheSkin.tv.
What a quarter downer with cheese we are.
Yes. A quarter downer with cheese?
Yeah.
I think you qualify for the full downer.
Yes.
There you go. Excuse me. Let me tell you something. I look up at the clock. It's 6:55. We have 5 minutes left to get ready for the show. So what do? Start a 5-minute and 10-second clip of the greatest shots in Tiger Woods PGA life. I just watched 10 fantastic shots by a guy, probably one of the whitest guys you'll ever meet.
Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods.
I guess.
Yes. Good guess. Let me tell you something. It is so fucking hard. See, yesterday, Saturday, I worked on a, finished up a project. And Sunday, I was headed out to go to work at my father's house. I had a couple things to do. So what do? On the way, I call, text Sweet Tea and say, hey, man, you want to go golfing?
I got to get away.
Yes, I got to get away. Holy driver!
Yes.
But anyway, so he calls me back. He says, let me check my finances, hoping that I would just forget and fade into the distance.
Like a rainbow in the dark.
Yes, like a rainbow in the dark.
I did close my eyes and lay back down.
Yes, you did. And while you did that, I texted Judder and I said, hey, golf? And he said, I don't have the money for it this week. Maybe next week. Call me up. He said, all right. I'm just going to go to Sweet T's house because he didn't text me back. I am sure he is up checking his finances, handling all his banking, and
doing normal
checking
adult
his ROI,
stuff.
All that good type of stuff, and updating the portfolio for his retirement and beyond. He will send a capsule of DNA to Mars, right?
It's the plan.
That's the plan. That's right. Carry on those.
Wayward son?
Yes, carry on to the wayward son. That's where you should send your DNA. Burn it so it never has a chance. So I show up, and who is belly up in a pair of fanny shorts? It is Sweet T. And
is he drunk?
Oh, yeah, still drunk.
I mean, this was...
I had a banger Saturday night.
Well, now, the Saturday night was when you posted a picture... Or a video.
It was a video.
Up to the page of Shakira shaking her ass, and you are just sitting in front of a toasty, roaring fire outside in your backyard.
I thought it was like Miles Davis or something, because it was a black dude, and it was like piano playing, and it was like, oh, I'm a lonely man outside, drunk.
I showed up.
Were those
like,
the words?
Pretty much, yeah.
I showed up at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Did you give him a handy?
I was on a bender myself.
Okay. Why did you leave so abruptly?
What?
You.
I didn't really remember how we ended that night. I just remember you saying like, you got to go, and you stood up and left. I didn't know if I was offensive because
you were a little harsh. Everything you said to me was just like fuck you.
I was in a bathrobe and shorts.
I mean, now can we all agree that
it's so important for me to come over here?
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, I'm on my way, or like I'm like, all right, I got to drop off my buddies and then come on over. And I came over and like I opened up the gate, and you were like, who the fuck are you?
It was dark. Yeah. I couldn't see you.
Dude, I can understand where he's coming from completely, because that's, I mean, I was in the back room with you for...
Well, let me ask you this.
I was in the back room with you for 2 years,
so... Let me ask you this. Have you ever gotten invited over only to be berated and told how jealous you are of his wonderful life?
Oh, yeah, all the time. All the fucking time, dude. And then he wonders why you go off on him. You know what I mean? So, and then he cries about it in the end.
What would... Dio do, huh? Can somebody
probably just be a rainbow in the dark?
Yeah, he would, which is exactly what he is when he's out back there, a real fucking rainbow.
I was having a great time.
There was no holy driving going on for sure that night, that's for sure.
Oh, but driver, come and pick me up, take me to the bar, because I can't walk very far.
I can't tell you how much I hate that song.
What, Holy Driver?
This fucking guy with autism at the bar played it like 4 times in one sitting. It was awful.
What do you mean? It's a rocking jam.
On 4th time?
Get in tune with Dio. That's what they should call this segment. So anyway, so Saturday night, he had a great night. Had a one or two drinks or something like that, right?
I was skinny dipping.
Enough drinks to skinny dip in his pool. What else
That's
did you
awesome.
Do in that backyard?
I forgot.
Did you?
I already forgot.
Why don't you tell everybody what you did in that backyard?
I took a shit in my backyard.
What?
I've been wanting to do that for years, and I had a loose robe on, and it was really easy.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's my yard. I wanted to own that shit.
You definitely already own that shit. It came from inside of you. You don't need the shit on your lawn to own more shit.
Let me tell you something.
Also don't need to scream into the microphone.
Shut up, boy.
Turn it down a little. I don't care. Listen, I get that it's your yard.
I just always wanted to do it. I don't know why. I like joked with myself once, and then I joked with myself one too many times that I made it into a reality in my own head, like something I needed to do.
Well, did you shit on top of Sophie's shit?
No, but she did go shit next to my shit.
Were you guys shitting parallel to each other, like looking
each
at each other? Yeah.
Well, that's the best way to show dominance is
to shit right on the dog.
No, shit on the dog shit. I've done that once. Not shit, but piss.
Okay.
Why, just to make it into a nice soup?
Well, all right. So
I don't have enough poop aimed.
Here's the story. Here's the story. I was out.
Fuck, man.
I can't see below me when I'm shitting. It's kind of dark.
When I moved back from Austin, my buddies were like, hey, let's go out and have a fun time. So I'm like, all right, go out, witnessed the stabbing of one of my friends, spent the whole night in the hospital, decided to, you know, stick around there. And so at like 6 o'clock in the morning, I came home. Let the dogs out at my mom's house.
So you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. Yeah.
Who?
So we finally figured it out.
My mom's dog took a piss, and then my brother's dog took a piss right on top of my mother's dog's piss, and I'm just like, I'm not having any fucking bit of this shit.
Wow, went, you were drunk enough to get like tribal.
Yeah, I pissed right on top of my brother's dog's and my mother's dog's piss. And I was, like, staring at my brother's dog the whole time, making complete eye contact, just saying, not today, fucker. Ever since then, that dog was my best friend.
Okay. All right.
As if your story wasn't weird enough.
See, it's not that weird. Everybody's done it.
Not everybody has, because he even said he took a piss in his backyard, which even Cheeks
will
do in
your
backyard.
Oh, no, it was the front yard.
Oh,
wide
just
open.
At curbside?
At like
8 in the morning.
Did you look like you were waiting for the bus or something?
Yeah,
just crouched down.
Just like robe on, just the dick out, like under the knot. You know what I mean? Just.
Oh, no. I was fully clothed. I didn't have a robe on. I'm not a fucking asshole. I don't wear robes.
Oh, is she knocking it around again?
She hasn't touched it yet. She's been very, very ginger.
Hey! I want to get all of us into the caption, you know what I mean? I don't want to knock
out
Emerson.
Move it around every couple minutes or every break or whatever.
I'm going to move your mom around
every
couple minutes.
Oh, speaking of which.
Mrs. T took quite a beating out there on the golf course.
As she usually does most nights, she took a hell of a pounding.
It's like hanging out with like your three worst friends that all are. Well, one guy was quiet and cool. These two were just one-liner jokes back and forth, and everyone had another little one-liner, a little more, and keep adding on. It was fucking horrible.
Yes, I'll tell you what. I love Mrs. T, but boy, did she take some abuse yesterday.
Oh, your mother.
No.
Nothing of her own fault. I mean, she's a great lady.
She
just,
is a very nice
if
lady.
If you would have heard us speak of her, you would have not believe that to be the case.
She one had time, a good shot. Your mother had a good shot.
Yeah, and like, dude, man. I've never even met the woman, and Tarna was on the phone with her, and I just go, buy me Sour Patch Kids! Next thing you know, 10 minutes later, she's walking in a door handing me Sour Patch Kids. I'm like, Tarno handing me Sour Patch Kids. I'm like, I was just kidding, man. I didn't really think you were going to buy me them. But she actually went and bought them. That's how nice of a woman she is. I mean, if somebody yelled that to me, I'd be like, shut up, I don't know you.
Probably right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but she
sure
went and did it. And I was like, wow, who does that?
Moms.
That's fucking nice.
Lovely moms. Yeah, it was just a rough night for her. That's all.
Did she win in golf?
She wasn't there.
Oh.
I mean, I was
well,
just,
then it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt about it.
I thought she was there for the beating.
But
I thought
I
you
mean,
guys ran a train on her.
Much like a sweet tea, there were so many setups just coming my way. And
no, they didn't even all work. They weren't setups.
That's how much.
I was talking about my taxes.
Yes. Taxing that ass.
Jesus.
Whoa! That's what kind of day it was yesterday.
I mean, what does that even mean, really?
I thought it was pressing thumbtacks into your mother's ass, but apparently I'm wrong.
I had to ask him to explain at least three of these jokes. It didn't make sense. Explain.
But it was still funny. Oh,
sure.
I'll explain your mother's ass.
Ah. Yeah! Give it to Mrs. Cheeks!
Your mama's ass. Yes. Excellent. Bravo for that one. But we did find out, we played nine. First of all, we sat around waiting for a half hour for these motherfuckers to show up.
And Brian shot the best seven holes of his life.
What, you did?
Yeah, those first seven were great.
Oh, yeah, he did amazing. He's like, I got to go golfing more often.
Did
I'm
get
pretty
a birdie?
Good.
I never keep score. I just go out to play. When we started keeping score, and I realized I'm actually good.
Yeah, he's not doing too bad, you know?
Par. Here, I'm sub-par. All about having fun.
Oh, I think we got a couple pars. We did all right.
Par's good in my book, man.
Sure. It's even Steven.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what the pros shoot.
Yeah, so it was. So we played the first nine.
Beautiful day, perfect weather, great course. That place was clean and fun.
Yeah,
where'd you guys go?
Genesee Valley.
Never been there. I don't golf.
It was all right. Then it wouldn't matter to you. Well, it's such a beautiful course.
I know some places.
And like, you know, golf courses spend a lot of money keeping their like places
nice green.
Looking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I asked Glennie if he would just come and film us golfing, and he was like, "Nope." I'm like, "Well, why not? We'll get you a cart you could drive around. You could have a camcorder. We'll
if
get you,
you
a
pay
bunch
me,
of
I'll do it.
We'll get you a bunch of beers. We'll do this. We'll do that." He's like, "No." I'm like, "Why not? It'd be a beautiful day out in like nature. It's a very good setting." "No, I hate golf and everything it stands for and the people that play it."
White men.
Okay. Okay, I guess. Yeah, Glenn just hates white people. That's fine. That's fine.
What was that last Monday night we left and we saw he posted something about why white men today or something about slavery. And
just cut off your own dick already. Fucking stop it.
I hung out with Glennie on Friday night. He also
I love
was
you,
here.
But I'm friends with a lot of chicks. It'd be fine. You know what I mean? We'd make it work. We'd still have
I mean,
a
it's
beer 20, with you.
It's 2017, dude.
Glenda?
I mean, in Oregon, you can X. You can have your gender as the third gender. X.
Yes, yes. First so, baby born genderless, right?
Like, you know, it's cool. Glenn can be, you know, as emasculated as he wants to be and
well,
as non-white as he wants to be.
I mean, so what? Well, what is the end goal with, like, just, you can't just be like, "Hey, I'm goofy and white and having a good time." You have to be like, "Oh, well, I'm white, but I'm really sorry.
I take it in the ass for you."
Okay.
I'm laughing. Here's $20. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
Your reparations.
Sorry that you...
I don't know, man. I don't get it, to be honest. It's gone too far.
That seems a little silly.
Why are we talking about sad white people, and Ryan's got a picture of Tiger Woods' face up there?
Well, he is a sad white guy.
You did
wow.
say he was the whitest man you know.
There he is, looking very Asian. Very, very Asian.
He looks Hawaiian, yes. Polynesian?
Okay, sure.
I give it to him.
Maybe even
Not
New
like
Zealand,
that,
maybe?
But I give him the...
Well, I was trying to think of something to put up there that wasn't like the computer screen.
Could you picture him doing the haka?
I don't
yes.
know what that is.
Yes, I can.
You know what I mean? The haka is like the New Zealand dance they do before every sports event or
and
whatever.
Weddings and stuff. They like pound on their chest and they
the
like do
stuff.
The...
Yes.
And that looks painful.
Yeah,
yeah,
if you do it good.
On the thigh, ow, ow, ow.
There's a man sport.
Yeah, one didn't make
rugby.
It to America.
Rugby?
Rugby's way think, better than football.
You would think that that would get
that
more play.
Brutal. That shit's
like,
brutal.
Like, that's got all the shit that football has taken out. All
yeah.
the hard hits,
yeah.
all the
yeah, I agree.
All the pads are gone.
Face punching.
But that's why, because we're
You're
a nation of bitches that are ruled by lawyers. So, like, all the... Look at how the NFL is just saying, "Oh, all our people are getting Swiss cheese brain." Rugby, it's been going on for decades, and they know. And they
yeah,
didn't
you're trying
give
to keep,
they
how
keep
are you
doing
keep,
it without pads.
How are you going to keep football as interesting as it was in, like, the 80s when
it's
you're
over.
When you're, like, marshmallowing everything and nerfing everything?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Nerfing, exactly.
Like,
that's
literally
what it is, yes.
Making everything super safe.
Super Saiyan.
Okay, or Super Saiyan.
Not really, but...
I'm Super Saiyan, though, right?
You are Super Saiyan.
I had enough of this yesterday. It was such a beautiful day. So we played the first nine. Everybody was feeling pretty good about it.
Nine.
They brought a buddy. Judder brought a fourth player.
Ah, yes, Mockby.
And this good kid dude. Had a banger the night before, too. He was out at Penfield at, like, a house party for a wedding, and it was open bar. And you could see he was hurting a little bit. A little frustrated on a couple bad shots.
Yes.
But what a good kid, man. He was awesome.
Yep.
Put
yep.
up with us.
And he'll swing in a fight at a bar. He's not, just because he's a little on the slim side doesn't mean he won't be throwing some punches right next
what,
to you.
What happened to
sure
his chin?
Meant by swing?
What do you mean?
He doesn't have a chin. It's just, like,
I don't know.
Straight down.
Ask him.
Oh, one of those guys?
I would have. Yeah, it was the first time he met me, though, and I was already in suspenders and shit. I mean,
yes.
You look like a white nationalist.
This kid takes off his shirt, and he's got the UTS shirt.
Second hole. Reveal.
He's got
the butthole?
Fluorescent orange suspenders. Fluorescent right. orange suspenders.
I guess we're going to do a Gatorade bottle bouncing off the concrete floor in the background, people. That's our sound effect tonight.
Yeah, that'll work.
Please.
We'll keep her out of trouble there. Yeah, I don't know. Everybody, you know, like you were saying yesterday, you get two bad shots, three bad shots, and then one good
oh,
one, and it just keeps you coming back.
Oh, that one, though.
And, it's, and you know, if you're standing off to the side and somebody hits one of those hits, you're just like, that sounded so great.
You feel it yourself.
Yeah, it's like the standard, you know, pro on TV swishing metal connection. It's a good sound.
Loft. Oh.
You ever golf, Mark, or Brian?
Mark?
No.
Where'd that come from, Freudian slip?
Yeah, I guess so.
Does he look like your dad?
It's my middle name.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Facebook has trained him.
Yeah. That's all.
That's a good call because you're Brian.
Who?
He's a fucking prick.
Sternus.
Oh. Yeah.
Sweet tea. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. B Unit is now the new
one. Oh, yes, B Unit. Yeah, of course.
B Unit.
B
Unit.
Oh, come on, B Unit. And we're like, oh, there it is. And he goes, oh, no.
That's stuck for a week in my head.
Yeah. So, not a fan of the golf?
Not really. I can't really see the ball.
Okay. You can't really see much. So, I guess it's just no matter what you're doing. I think you'd like it, though. It's pretty relaxing.
And you don't have to see the ball, man. We watch it for you. Your partner watches the ball.
Oh, you're talking about just when it's in front of you.
That and I'm always, like, slicing like fucking crazy.
Do what I do. Just turn 90 degrees to the left.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, every single time I do that, though, and I
and
end
then it
up,
goes
like,
straight.
I end up going slicing the other way. So
okay.
Sounds very familiar.
Well, that's what I did. Every time I had a wide-open fairway in front of me, it turned about like 25 degrees to the left.
I couldn't help but just bust out laughter when it came off the head of the club. It just went right. Just straight. Dink. He's aiming this way. Dink.
You guys are amateurs. I normally get a hole in one.
Every time?
Every time.
Oh, that sucks.
I play down at Putt-Putt.
Okay.
They got a pretty good fucking golf game going on there. It's pretty pretty competitive.
You know what they
I do enjoy the miniature golf. Isn't there one like right there? Did we see one on Archer?
I don't know. Maybe. You know what they used to have
that'd
back
nice,
in the days when
that'd
putt-putt
be a fun
was
competition.
Out? You ever see the they'd televise it one day and it'd be like
frisbee golf
national putt-putt hole in one tournament, and if you can make all 18 in a hole in one, you win a car or some shit. It
That's
was like
sick.
Old YouTube videos of that shit, and they used to have like pro. They'd be like some pro golfers and like pro miniature golfers guys that just played the shit out of it, and they would they would try to compete, and there'd be like some, it would only last for a day. It's not like the fucking Masters, but it would just be a kind of a cool thing that they would throw
the MPGA in. Miniature yes. Pro Golf Association.
I'd be down with that. Sure,
we can bring it back. We could bring it back.
Sure.
What about Frolf? You guys are down with Frolf, right?
No.
No frisbee golf.
I don't give a fuck about frisbee golf.
What?
I could just
We've
go and golf.
You guys realize we have a championship course here in Rochester. Correct?
Well, we've got
Ellison
a
Park.
Line of gay dudes ready to fucking chuck a disc.
I mean, it is Rochester. We do have the highest gay population in the United States.
Yeah, so
I
what is everybody so upset about?
Or it's more than San Francisco. I don't know, man. Who cares? 1 in 10 in males is gay.
Sure.
Who gives a fuck? With females, it's less, but is it really anything different?
Well, yes, it's very different.
They're just playing frisbee golf all over the
yes,
place?
Yes, that's
the
we'll
problem?
Call it from now on.
Frisbee golfers?
Golfers. FG, that works out perfect.
Just don't call them figgots.
No, don't do that. Just frisbee golfers.
Never played the frisbee golf.
It's just, I don't know. I'd rather if
you
I'm
never
on a course
golf?
Like that, I'd rather just play regular golf.
You never played frisbee golf?
No.
It's actually pretty cool, man. It's pretty relaxing. It's just like golf, but you're just throwing a frisbee.
You got a curious set of discs. Forever.
You can. I mean, they do have different like
coming to the tee
discs, like driver
throw the disc.
Yeah,
but I mean, you could just use one, dude. You don't really have to.
Oh my
Sounds
god!
Sounds like my golf game. Three iron.
At least you're not using the putter, right?
I'm sure, you got a good grip on the disc.
I don't know. I had a great time. I think we agreed that for one of the first times out this season, 18 might have been
good.
A little too much.
We didn't know the back nine was going to be that fucking long.
It was nothing. It was like
4:30, 4:20, 4:15, 4:45. Oh, 5:11.
Yeah, it was just long, long
here's,
fucking holes.
Here's a 210 par 3. Fuck you!
Yeah, pretty, I don't know, pretty, yeah, it was good, But if I was going to do that, I'd have to play that nine first. You know what I mean?
I didn't know we had fucking 218 hole golf courses there, plus an executive course there. I didn't know that there was that there, too.
Yeah. Is there?
Yeah, it's a nine hole. A nine hole par threes and fours.
Huh.
Where the fuck do they get all this space in the middle of the city?
That's, I don't know.
They just built it on top of human waste and
yeah, just on burial grounds.
Yeah.
You would think that I would lose a lot less balls, seeing that I was playing with the blaze orange ones, but there were a couple shots that I hit straight as a motherfucker and just gone, just fucking gone.
Just underneath the grass tips.
Yes.
It just sucked your ball away.
Dude, this is the most homosexual bit I've heard in a while. Balls, what did you say?
Grass tips.
Something else, like stroking. You said something.
Sure.
And that's Brisbane what golf. Friends are for.
I had a great time, but I would suggest, as I did yesterday, just nine holes next time.
Please, nothing accomplished. We left here at like 12:30. We got back at 8.
Guys, so I don't know. We played golf for
eight
five
and
a half
hours.
No, but we played for like 5.5 hours straight.
You take a break.
We waited for Judder for an hour. Yeah, we took about a half hour break in the middle there for a cheeseburger, a coffee, and a water.
Yes.
Ooh, cheeseburger.
Nothing like a fast cheeseburger.
That
at like a
so good right now.
It was, I don't know. I just like it. He got to, listen to this, guys. He got to drive a little bit.
Whoa.
So I go.
Oh, the golf cart.
So I go up to pay for the shit.
How'd that feel?
I go into the clubhouse to go buy it and everything. And the motherfucker asked for my license to get the golf cart. Why do you need my license?
I'm sure it just means ID.
No, I think he said you have to have a New York State driver's. Whatever those things are
ID.
Called.
It makes sense. I mean, they want to make sure you're capable of actually.
I got a passport, but I don't think they would have got me one.
Probably.
We'll try next time. You can Maybe. Walk behind me. I swear, when I was paying for it and he said that, I looked over my shoulder to see if you were holding a camera laughing.
You don't have a you don't have a non-driver's ID?
No, I got a passport. Well, I wouldn't do the non-driver's ID because then you can't get into Canada. Passport, you can.
Can't you just.
You can't have a non-driver's ID and a passport?
Sure.
To get into Canada?
You just need one or the other.
So if you have both, then you wouldn't be denied, and then you'd always have both, and then you'd never lose your passport. Because the passport is more important, man. You don't want to carry that every day.
The non-driver's ID is hooked to the DMV, so if they run it at the border, they'll find out about your DWIs, and they don't let you in. But if you have a passport, it doesn't connect to the DMV, so they just let you across the border. Yeah, I've been around for a while with
this
problem.
What, do you accidentally go to Canada a lot or something?
As Boy Scout, man, just be prepared.
Yeah, in case you have to take a helicopter sometime.
Just in case they find the bodies in the backyard.
You got a passport.
At least I can get across the border.
This
fucking thing is a terror. She is a fucking terror.
Jesus Christ, and she finally got that fucking water bottle out.
I don't know, stop bagging Wegmans on the way back. Grab some chicken legs. Put them in the fryer. Some baked potatoes.
Delicious.
Watched Emerson almost fall asleep in a chair waiting for these things.
Oh, yes.
Mitchell stopped by.
Mitch
was hammered.
Yes, he was.
Walked in giggly.
It was so perfect yesterday. Because you have the perfect storm for falling asleep. You had a full day of sun, which it was sunnier than I thought it was going to be and warmer than I thought it was going to be. And instead of playing in the shade all day because I sliced a lot, I actually hit some straight shots that went in the fairway, which had me just standing out in the sun like a red honky. And nobody likes that. So
red.
That combined with some beers in the sun, then coming back and sitting in a recliner in front of the fan. And it was just, yeah, I could have just fell asleep right there. Nice breeze on me after you've been hot all day.
Fanerson.
Yes, Emmer fan.
Some shorts opened up and the fan or the air is whipping up the inner thigh of your leg. Oh.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing.
That is a nice breeze, especially when it hits the balls.
Well, anyways, I will say this. Congrats to a successful day of golfing.
I'm fucking off. I did nothing with my life yesterday.
It was perfect. And this is him. Thanks for getting me out of the house because I could just picture myself, even if I was home, I'd just still be sitting there with the tape stuck to my leg because he had tape. He had a piece of bundled up tape just stuck to his leg. And I'm like, oh, you got tape on your leg. He's like, Yeah, I was going to pick it off, but then I figured the dog would get it wherever I threw it, so I just left it stuck to me.
It's a good spot for it. It didn't need to go anywhere.
This is what would have happened. He would have just been covered with flies and fucking a diaper or whatever. He would have. I'm glad you got out.
That would have helped. A diaper on the course would have helped. I was just sweating buckets of liquor out of me for the first two holes.
And you still played
disgusting.
Great. You still hit him straight. It was good. It was a good day.
Sweet pea.
So we chose, what's this jackass's name? What was his birthday?
Oh, Ronnie James Dio.
No,
Dio?
No, I was just, that was the intro.
Oh, good. We're not stuck with that all night?
Uber driver, come and take me to the bar.
It is definitely Metal Monday, though.
Oh, Metal Monday.
Oh, shit.
Hiring a new board op, if anybody out there is interested.
Metal Monday, it is time for a brief break. In honor of Ronnie James Dio, it is Metal Monday here on the Monday Medicine.
What do we got now?
We will take a quick break.
I can't tell what this is. What is it, Brian?
And we will be right back. You take a mortal man. Hey, run for the hills, everybody. Speaking of hills, I did find a video that I was talking about possibly yesterday. I threw this in the videos folder under today's date. And it's called Jack Nicklaus. This is the putt I was telling you about. Some like a 100-yard putt or something. And it's on his course. And there was a guy basically saying, "Oh, well, what do you want me to do? There's no possible way to putt this from here." And
Does he walk over and say, "Let me show you how to do it"?
Yes.
I think I have seen
this. Yes, he's like, "Oh, you want me to show you how to putt this thing?" And he actually takes a crack at it. And then you look at how long it is, and it is long. I mean, I think the number... Oh, there we go. You want to throw that on the...
There's no chance putting it.
Why? You said a good putt.
There's no chance.
Can I show you how to putt it?
You can't...
Walking over like that. Oh, yeah. What a jerk. All
he
confident.
He just throws a ball down.
Making the crowd laugh.
And he gives this thing a good whack, too.
Yeah, show me how to do it.
Did he chip that thing?
No, he just gave that thing a good crack. Boom. Right in. Right in. He's like, "Well, what the fuck you want me to do?" That's how it's done. He smacked the shit out of that ball.
Drilled it in.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. These guys make it look so fucking easy sometimes.
Oh,
we have
holy
a psycho
shit.
On our hands right now.
Dog's doing laps.
A little zoomies.
Yeah, I got a good video of my life. If you want to see it, I can send this to Brian. Just fucking 1 a.m., just dog running laps around my bedroom. Crazy
what
face.
She got?
Crazy
she got
face.
Look at your face. Look at your face. You look crazy. Don't eat me.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Good looking dog. Just a fucking lunatic.
Oh, God, puppy. Just puppy.
Real quick, wanted to say thank you very much to Corey Payne from Airwreck Radio. Came by the studio last week. Much better performance the second time around.
I don't remember
say?
His first performance being that bad. He reminded me of it. And then I talked to Kevin because he said Kevin walked out on that interview. I slightly remember that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's like he quit. He just walked out.
Well, what did he quit about?
The interview was that bad or something.
Was it us or was it him?
You mean Kevin or Corey?
Yeah, was it us or or Corey?
I don't know. Were we ever bad?
No, never once. Never even once. But anyway, yeah, it went real well last week. He's working on some web stuff for us that already looks awesome. I mean, if he could do that much that quick, and we haven't even really...
I haven't seen it on the desktop. He said he's having trouble with the mobile view or something like that.
Yes, it looks better on the desktop, though. I did take a peek.
We do it Emerson.
Yep, got it all entered there. But anyway, if you want to give us a call, 585-300-4887, that's 585-300-4UTS.
The numbers again are 585-300-4887.
And if you guys would like to watch the show and watch Cheeks, watch the show.
Yes, there he is. No, he's trying to figure out his camera here.
Yeah.
Trying to film some shit. Now, what I do have for you, if Riot would pull this also up out of the videos folder, this video that was on Andy Milonakis' live stream and... basically, what is that, a whole wall of dicks?
Don't look at that.
Yeah, I see that. Flip over to your screen, it's a wall of dicks. All right, here you go.
We're going to do, I have a plan. Well, man with a plan.
Man with a plan.
Enough said. May I enjoy this lollipop?
Yeah, enjoy that lollipop.
There's plenty of cooked, like just things. I don't know, markers, bags, you know.
Oh, nice.
Comforting items.
I like comforting items.
Where do you hang about?
They just
right
hang
now
out.
I hang about right around here, Rose Avenue.
That's about done. You're coming with me, and we're gonna get you a home. And guess what? I haven't had sex in 5 years, and I'm not having sex until at the right time comes.
Okay.
You just hit met the right person.
Yes, he's gonna fuck a child. That was his intention. Andy Milonakis looks what, 13, 17?
Still to this day, I would say.
Yeah.
Wait, what is this?
He runs
it's
across.
Very quick.
Is
it's
that the whole video?
Because
I've seen a video of this that's longer of him hanging out with him. Like they walk together and
shit. He met this guy. I think this is their first meeting before the video that you saw, but there is a longer video of it. You didn't see any of that, Cheeks?
He's just creepy.
Play that one more time.
Exaggerating. We're going to do, I have a plan. Well, man with a plan.
Man with a plan.
Enough said. May I enjoy this lollipop?
Yeah, enjoy that lollipop.
There's plenty of cooked, like just things. I don't know, markers, bags, you know.
Oh, nice.
Comforting items.
I like comforting items.
Where do you hang about?
Right now I hang about right around here, Rose Avenue.
That's about done. You're coming with me and we're going to get you a home. And guess what? I haven't had sex in 5 years, and I'm not having sex until at the right time comes.
Okay.
You just hit met the right person.
How excited is he at the end to get his fucking dick in a young boy's fanny? He's like, you're finally, whoa, you met the right person.
So where do you hang about? Oh, I don't know, 7:47 Rose Ave,
yeah,
7:32 p.m.
Yes. Well, that's about to stop. What? Am I being kidnapped?
You met the right man.
You met the right man at the right time. Because I'm not having sex until I'm ready, and I am ready. I am so ready.
I haven't had sex in 5 years because you kids keep getting faster.
Yes. But not you, Andy Milonakis.
I want to see the portion where he tells him he's 40.
Does he tell him that?
He admits it?
I don't know. I just want to see the portion where he tells him that he's 40.
And he's like, oh, I just got a bag here full of markers and gummy worms.
Anything that kids like.
Yeah. Yeah, anything that kids like. Speaking of kids, what's she chewing on there?
Cock.
Okay.
Wood.
Okay. All right.
Like stick.
Spring. Yeah, no, not Sweetie's mom.
That's sweet. That's metal. She can't do nothing with that.
Spring. A little spring in your step.
Just tug on that for a couple hours. And they just keep getting taller, so everything you take off the ground to bring up a level, now she can reach that.
Now she's like basically on her hind legs, counter height.
I can stand now?
Counter height? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking creepy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you should change the camera view.
Oh, thanks. I'm sorry. Thanks for reminding me. I suck at this. This is not my job at all anymore. It was like 4 years ago. I dropped a little 10-second video in there myself.
What's that video? What would
that be? Oh, man, it's a bale of fun. All right.
Jesus Christ.
I think it's called Kid Gets Hit with Fackin' Bale. This kid tries to chase a bale of hay, or he tries to jump over a bale of hay as
yes.
being rolled at him.
Yes.
Is that from the video? That's awful.
Don't even
play it again.
I'm sorry. Did somebody sneak in their mixtape in a super low bass line?
Did they try to make it so that when he got hit with the bale of hay, it added the?
They must have. But Jesus Christ, what kind of octave was that? It was super low. Anyway, yeah, as you can see, the guy does a complete flip.
Boof! Look at that bounce.
And then, of course, he lands on his head. There's no way he couldn't land on his head. That's quite obvious. What are you whispering about?
Where's the camera
There is no camera on that one.
Why
is
it so
fucked up? It's not there. There's not a camera for that TV. It's in the back. Ah, yes.
Mitch!
Yes, please, Mitch. You know, that sounds dog-related, that it could be out of whack. It's a little chew on a wire or something. Oh. You know.
You know, we're losing cameras quickly.
Yes, we are.
And peanut butter.
Jesus Christ.
I did see it out on the counter the other day.
Did you?
I did.
So you just couldn't resist?
I'm worried. I got to talk to somebody.
Just put a single slit in the foil, or what's your method there?
Setting up cameras in my house. Okay. Not for profit, just for security.
Well, then I think you're looking at it the wrong way, because you could be making some money here. Put your cam. Put your.
You can block the state.
Sophie.
You can block the state we're in. You can block the country we're in. You can have it so people outside of the country can watch you. It's a pretty safe.
Yeah. So you live 24 hours camera, and then you would have people. Anytime somebody broke in, they'd be like, "Oh my god, oh, we better call right now." And they would call the local police to come over here. Also, they'd send the SWAT team and send us all kinds of pizzas that we were supposed to pay for. The internet's a real motherfucker, I hear. But you could probably pull it off.
The entire loop of me. Sophie.
Yes.
More like, oh, Sophie. Sophie.
SexySophie.com. Oh, Seductress Sophie.
Oh, was that...
All in the Family? What was that?
No, that's...
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Speaking of Curb Your Enthusiasm, that's coming back for season 9. The title is... He left.
He did nothing.
He did nothing. He returned. That's the whole premise.
Just
Larry David. Yeah. Which I can't blame him. He's probably got a great life. He's got all the money he'll ever need. He could go around and afford to be miserable at everything.
What's up with the Jews in entertainment?
That was the show with what's that guy's name?
Larry David?
Beep, 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 beep.
Who's There was a younger gentleman. There was the two...
Jerry Seinfeld.
Lawrence David.
No, there was like two brothers in that show, right?
What?
I don't think so.
I'm thinking of Arrested Development.
There were brothers in that show either, were they?
Yeah, there were. There were like two brothers. One was bald.
What's that?
I'm trying to think
David
of the other
Cross.
Guy's name.
David Cross.
It was David Cross and Arquette.
Jason
Bateman. What was
no,
it?
No, they weren't brothers. Okay, oh. So...
Arquette. What? Isn't that his name?
Louderby.
No, it was... David Cross was married to the sister of...
Bam, she was hot.
Portia de Rossi, Ellen DeGeneres' wife.
No.
Heidi Fleisch?
I was thinking of the other actor in Arrested Development.
It's Will Arnett.
Will Arnett, that's what it is.
What's his name?
That's what I was thinking, but I was way off.
Michael, what's his name?
Oh, Michael Sarah.
Michael Sarah,
Winslow.
Yeah.
Pew, pew.
Wow, we're killing the IMDb trivia tonight, boys. Good job. Fucking titillating conversation we got going.
Yeah, it is.
Titillating.
IMDb. I saw Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Wait, we got two to redo. Did you do Baby Driver last week?
I didn't say Baby Driver. Baby Driver.
Was that in the movie? I feel like that had to be in the movie.
No, it wasn't.
Holy
I heard that had a cool
shit.
Musical premise. What was that?
It was like getaway car
music?
So the dude, the main character of the movie got into a car accident when he was a kid. And like he had constant tinnitus. So to drown out the ring, he like would listen to fucking
Holy Driver!
Throughout the whole fucking movie, he had earbuds in listening to fucking shit.
Don't you use your ears when you drive, though? Don't you listen for sounds?
Well, they let deaf people drive.
Not
they
if you
give
have tinnitus.
They give deaf people... driver's license.
Yeah, and they give him a super fat full-length mirror.
But not drunk
that
people.
That replaces the visors.
You seen those? The ones that are like, they're like shingles?
Yeah.
And they shoot out mirrors?
Yeah.
Those are dope.
Oh, on the side? Yeah, those are sweet.
No, you replace
your... They hook into your where your visors are. You
really?
Just unscrew your visors and you screw this in and it's a long row of mirrors, but instead of just being one long mirror, it's like segmented.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like almost like steps, yeah.
So he just plays a series of jams in the background?
Well, that's the soundtrack.
Okay.
Yeah. And
Funny time there's a chase scene, there's music.
Every scene, there's fucking music. Every fucking scene. It's incredible. It's like, it's...
Is that what made it so incredible, the score?
I just heard that.
No, everything about the fucking movie, the acting in it, the action, the music, fucking
Who was it, Jason Statham again?
No, it was.
I've got to get the package there again.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah.
In it.
I can only take two passengers.
John Hamm was a fucking.
I'm not rated for Uber XL.
Yes.
I can only carry two.
No.
And then this week came out, which I didn't see any advertising for it. I really didn't see them pumping it up or nothing. Spider-Man Homecoming, right? Yeah,
$118 million.
Is that what it really brought in?
It brought in $118 fucking million dollars.
I don't seem like that's enough.
They're mad that he's still not Black Rakan, whatever the fuck he's supposed to be.
Well, they wanted to be Black Spider-Man?
No, he's supposed to be like a Black Mexican. He's a Black Mexican.
That's Miles Morales.
Yeah,
not Peter
him.
Parker.
People are
he
mad
knows.
That he's not
he
the
knows.
New Spider-Man.
Who is Mike Morales?
Well, he was like not
Spider-Man
not the
died.
Invincible or something.
Yeah.
No, he was a different Spider-Man.
Dr. Octopus or Octavius Jones actually took over Spider-Man for a while.
Octavius Jones? Okay.
He took over Spider-Man for a while.
I'm
sorry. I'll give you your moment. Go ahead.
Okay. So I think it was Peter Parker. I'm not sure.
No, is this a reboot?
Yeah, it's a reboot. Well, it's the intro to the Spider-Man to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
Isn't everything the intro to this? Like, they've already done the intro to Spider-Man. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
they didn't do that shit. They didn't do the whole being bit by a spider. They just jumped right into
the
story.
Oh, really? Just jumped into where about Iron Man met him?
Yeah, well, it was like right after Civil War.
Is what's her name still the Aunt B?
Marissa Tomei.
Is she?
Yeah, Marissa.
What's
Tomei.
Fucking
well, hot,
let me see,
Aunt
can
B?
I see a
throughout
can I see a picture
the whole
of her?
Movie, throughout the whole movie, like everyone was talking about how hot she was.
They were making jokes.
There's probably a porno parody of it.
I just want to see her have sex.
The bad guy in this one.
How much
one,
does that cost
the
me?
The bad guy in this one is Michael Keaton.
Yes.
One sex, please.
And Bokeem
isn't
Woodbine.
He supposed to be the new Batman?
Who?
Michael Keaton.
Well, the first
him?
Batman.
No,
well,
they're bringing
the first,
him back for the next Batman movie.
Do a Batman from a wheelchair?
No. What the fuck? Where are you getting your information from?
It's maybe it was that. Maybe
Batman
it was supposed to be
I missed
the,
your mom.
Maybe he was supposed to be the enemy of Spider-Man. I don't know.
Multiplicity. What are some other shitty Michael Keaton movies?
Shitty Michael Keaton movie?
Oh, that one where they did the stage where they just chased him around. The Birdman? Did you
that
see that movie?
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie, but it was shitty. The movie was shitty. The way they shot it was awesome.
I thought you were supposed to put some respect on his name.
Is that how you spell
Birdman,
it?
Birdman, right?
Birdman, nigga.
Was that a rapper?
Yeah.
Oh, from like L.A. or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, he came in and like argued with Atlanta. Charlemagne the God on Blaze 45, and he's like, you better put some respect on my name.
He's who put Lil Wayne on the map, son. That's who made Lil Wayne money.
Yeah. Birdman.
Birdman.
So was that what she looked like in the movie?
Yeah.
That's what she looks like nowadays?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Still looks fantastic,
she
right?
She does not look bad.
And there's no plastic in there. At least not. Or she had a really good doctor.
But you know what? In all the comics I've ever read back in the 90s, early 90s, Aunt May looked like that. They didn't look like that. They looked like Aunt Mays that were old.
What?
That does not look like.
From Tobey Maguire. From the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. The really old, decrepit.
Right, yeah. This is like a bad porno of some 30-year-old chick trying to be that fucking mom taboo porn. And you're like, this is not working.
Right, but how old is Marissa Tomei? 50-something?
50, 52.
Yeah, she doesn't look 50.
40. She's
so how old was
she looks
Aunt
like
May?
30.
50-something?
She
just
looks
30
she, in
just
that.
Just because she looks good for her age, don't be
okay.
a hater.
I'm going to age is a. I'm going to be an ageist right now.
Okay, thank you.
So Keaton played the Green Goblin. Is that it?
Nope, the Vulture.
Oh, Vulture.
Yep.
Awesome.
And Bokeem Woodbine was the Shocker.
The Shocker.
Gross for my cousin Vinny.
Four in the stink.
$53 million, which she was. She played the. The girlfriend, and her clock was ticking like this. Remember that? Her biological clock is ticking like this, and she's stomping her foot or whatever.
No, I don't remember the scene. But
and your dad's in that movie as the judge?
What's his name? It's not Judge Reinhold. I should know this guy's name.
Fred Gwynn.
Herman Munster.
That is who your father looks like, is Fred Gwynn, straight up. I don't know if any of you have out there have met Sweet T's dad or seen him in person flicking you off at the bar, but
oil changes, brake relining, engine rebuilds, rebuild some trannies.
She was so hot in that movie.
Okay, okay. But does being an ex-mechanic necessarily qualify you as being an expert on tire marks?
Oh, this prick.
No.
Every movie.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Sit down. And you know, in my older years, I still got a thing for these dresses. I know. The finger was the same and everything.
In your older years?
Disappointing dad look.
Ms. Vito's expertise. Stop being an ageist. In general automotive knowledge.
Let me wonder about
this. It is in this area that her testimony will be
what would I do now, if I sang out a tune? To voir, die, or witness as to the extent of her expertise. Would you get up and walk out on me?
Okay.
I'm sure. He's going to be
what show was that?
The Wonder Years? You were like, in my older years, I was like, let me wonder about this.
Oh.
You guys just didn't catch on.
I've had to have you explain three yesterday, too. It's not your fault. It's me.
Vito.
Come on, man.
Being an expert on general automotive knowledge, can you tell me?
I mean, has he ever not been a prick in a movie?
Him? He's good, though. He's a good actor.
Like the guy
he was the dad in The Wonder Years.
With a 327 cubic inch engine.
He's another dick.
He is a dick. But he played a good... There was a good fucking
saying. He played a good dick.
He played a good dick.
A
he played some good dick.
Answer.
Impossible because you don't know the answer.
Nobody could answer that question.
Your Honor, I move to disqualify Ms. Vito as an expert witness.
Can you answer the question?
No, it is a trick question.
Why is it a trick question?
Watch this.
The Chevy didn't make a 327 in 55. The 327 didn't come out till 62. And it wasn't offered in the Bel Air with a four-barrel carb till 64. However, in 1964, the correct ignition timing would be 4 degrees before top dead center.
I don't even know if that's real.
Well, I'm sure it is.
She's acceptable, Your Honor.
But how many... all right, how many people would, how many people would, or how many courtrooms would they allow the judge or the lawyer to lean over into the witness box and yell at some bitch's face?
Waggy, fat, white man's face?
Ah, that's because you don't know the answer! This is all a spit in her face. Pretty damn sexy in that video, too, even though she was supposed to be trashy.
Did you ever see the movie The Wrestler?
No, I didn't.
Where was she a wrestler?
A stripper?
Was she trashy in that one?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see her wrestle.
She was a stripper, and you saw the goods.
Okay.
The goods.
So, your score on the new Spider-Man?
Yeah, speaking of cousin Vinny.
The first time I saw it, it was a 6.2. Second time I saw it, about a 7.8.
We got better.
Yeah, it got better.
What happened?
Well, I think it was probably because of the massive amounts of shots of tequila that I did at 4 o'clock in the morning, got 2 hours worth of sleep, and then went and saw it at 10:15 in the a.m.
That was the 6.2, or that was the 7.8?
That was the 7.8.
So we encourage you to drink before seeing Spider-Man. It'll make that movie better.
Oh, yes. It'll bump it up to a C.
Had the best post-credit scene of any Marvel movie.
Yeah, I want to ask how many cameos were in there. I mean, Iron Man's obviously in it.
Iron Man, Jon Favreau,
Stan Lee making
in? Oh, yeah. There was a Stan Lee cameo.
I'm sorry, what was that? Sleepy Cheeks?
Everyone.
Okay, there you go.
Captain America, you said Steve Rogers was in it?
Yeah, yeah.
Good fight scenes?
Black Panther?
Fun.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, was the Black Panther in it?
No.
I'm excited for that movie. That was going to be badass.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to be honest. I don't care for it.
The trailer. You racist motherfucker.
It's partly that, man. I can't. Dude, I really wanted to watch All Eyes on Me, and I started to watch it. And in the first, 3 minutes, there's this Tupac's mom gets released, right? And she goes in, this racist fascist government. I shut it right off at that point. I was like, I really wanted to watch this, but I can't now that they're saying that what I hear every day now, because that's not what they were saying back in 70s. They weren't calling us a fascist government. It was a totally different thing, and so they're starting to point the agenda, and I turn it off.
Black Panther Party wasn't like that.
They were saying fascist. I haven't been hearing the word fascist come out of Black Panthers or pro black people or pro plums or any of those pro people at all, until recently.
Pro plums, that's definitely racist.
I was starting to say it at first for Black Panthers. It was getting mixed up, and I just went with it with the second
Jesus
time.
Jesus Christ, pro plums. Wow.
Well, anyway, before we heard the racist racist rant. The Black Panther trailer on IMAX. Fucking killer.
Not for nothing. Hang on. Just to rebuttal that, I did really like Luke Cage, and I totally respected that that TV show. But Black Panther can suck a dick. So I'm not a racist fuck, just so you all can stop pointing your racist fingers.
Why are you saying Black Panther can suck a dick?
Because I don't... it doesn't just... Their whole agenda. You can just see the agenda just... It's just blatant, and I'm not down with that.
A blatant agenda.
Yes. Yes.
For what?
Yeah. Let's
human animal hybrids. I mean, I don't know. Well, anyway,
this is
let
what
me ask
Africa would be without white man.
So
bullshit.
Let me ask you this, Riot. All right. So you said it was all right. We're back on to the warning. There you go. So let me ask you this. Now you saw the movie.
Yeah.
You saw it one time, and you saw it a second time. Now, is it, you said it's a 7.2 it went up to?
7.8.
So is that worth your money to go see?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good movie.
Was it IMAX you saw?
Yeah, both times.
3D either time?
Yeah, both times.
How much does that run you? Oh, you wouldn't know. How much does that run one?
15.
Okay, that seems...
Well, we went...
Matinee?
The first day I went, I got a free ticket because of where I work, obviously. The second time I saw it, my buddy was like, hey, I'm going to buy tickets. So we went on and got the first showing. So it was like $11 a ticket.
So that's not bad. So it was a 7.8. I expected it to be worse because I know, what was it, Spider-Man 3, nobody was a fan of. I don't know what that wound up getting.
You're talking Spider-Man 3 was with the third or with the second Spider-Man, correct?
Toby
Actor.
Maguire? Or
no,
what was
not
his name?
Oh, you're talking about the third one with Toby Maguire? That's
maybe
right.
I'm
was
not.
Three.
Oh,
yeah, you are. The second one for the new kid was the Lizard, right?
That was in 2007, 10 years ago. They had to wait. Yeah, that got a 6.2.
I thought 3 was pretty good.
Did you?
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of the new kid. I liked Toby better.
Of the reboot or
whatever?
Yeah,
the second kid
just
sucked.
Gets so silly. What's
it's like, man, he doesn't even look the part anymore. They're like, they've got to change it so much to adapt to kids these days that they can't stick with what it was, like a typical nerdy kid. It's not, oh, he was the most popular kid ever now. Like, this is bullshit. They're trying too hard to push an agenda at Marvel. They really are.
All right, you got
now they are?
They've been for the past like 5 years. It was never that bad.
Since the fucking 60s they've been trying to pass an agenda.
I mean, I guess, but I didn't really see it like that in the 90s when I was into comics, dude. It wasn't like
X-Men was just a bunch of mutants running around just being having powers. Yeah, okay, civil rights, motherfucker.
Well, speaking of powers here's your homework for the break that we're about to take. You can take one pill. I downloaded this from Facebook today, so this is
I hope it was
where
a good
I'm at.
Pill. Does it fuck you up?
You can take one pill. Invisibility, teleport, read minds, or time travel. Now those are the choices
time?
You have.
One
time?
Only those four?
I mean, only those four.
But you get it for a life.
I mean,
that's like
I guess
that's your thing.
That nobody said, so it just says take one pill.
So that's what it is. If you take that pill, that's your life.
Okay. Or is it, okay.
But so you could probably activate it when you want to use it, like a normal mutant.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Invisible, teleport, read minds, or time travel. Give it some thought. We'll come back and talk some shit about that. It is Metal Monday here on the Monday Medicine.
No, I wanted to do play the Black Panther trailer to see
if
there's an agenda to it.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. We'll take a quick break. We'll watch this trailer. Then we'll roll into some more metal, and we will be back on Under the Skin after this. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Are you talking to me? I'm talking to you here on UnderTheSkin.tv's Monday Medicine.
Walk on homie.
Walk on homie. That was a Pantera fucking it up for you on a Metal Monday here on theskin.tv.
Fucking walk, man.
What's that?
Fucking walk.
Just walk.
That song is so awesome. Gotta
so we were talking Pantera. You got something?
In the chat, here we have Girl and Sin commenting back and forth. Riot, if you could do me a favor there and pull up on your video screen. I just dropped two pictures in the video folder. Wonder Dad 1. Oh, wait, where is this button here?
Right. Wonder Dad 1?
Wonder Dad 1. Sorry about the shitty resolution there. Can you full screen that and then zoom in a little bit? Should be a zoom button at the bottom or something.
Yeah, it was the guy I claimed was Wonder Years Daddy. I was wrong.
Yeah, no, it was not that big of a miss thing, but I'm glad that this bitch decides she needs to call men out on every little thing. Like, you got the gist of where we were going, Girl and Sin. And then if you click on Wonder Dad 2, because we know what the dad or the lawyer from My Cousin Vinny looked like anyways.
All
right. Next time you just push the right button and it'll go to the next picture in that folder. And that is the actual dad.
Yeah.
And now, in my head, I thought it was the dad from Teen Wolf that was the same dad.
No, that's not him either.
So that's three different look-alike dudes?
Yeah, they all look like, you know, your basic dad.
Sure.
So Girl and Sin, fuck off. You don't even know your dad.
I'm sorry, Riot. That was rude of him.
That was just love, honey.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Brandon. He's the one that doesn't know his dad.
So we should just call her Girl Without Dad instead, right? Instead of Girl and Sin?
I guess not.
GWD.
I got to do it too. Acronyms. Every time somebody says three words in a row, I have to do the acronym in my head.
Honest reporting. Thanks. Thanks, Girl and Sin. You're the best. Yeah, we honestly do love you.
Shut up.
Seriously.
I don't.
We were talking about Mayweather McGregor the other week.
Yep.
And
do we ever find an answer to the question, can McGregor lift his legs for blocks?
I don't think he can.
Why can't he?
Lift his legs for blocks?
Yeah, like lift his knee up to his nipple so when he goes for a body shot, because McGregor can do that.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, that's an MMA move, dude. So that's all Muay Thai.
But what if it's blocking?
What's the one move that he's allowed, though?
He can't high step? You can't just say, I naturally walk around like this.
They said that there's a one MMA move that
he can do?
MMA move that he can do.
It's probably a combined move that's boxing / MMA move.
You're fucking crap. No,
dude,
out of my
you
face,
can't.
You weirdo. Holy shit.
Dude, you can't use your knees for blocking that.
Why
if
not?
You can't do it
that's
in a normal
hitting,
boxing
that's
fight.
That's him hitting below the belt. That's a point on Mayweather.
No. I wouldn't count it as a.
Why
as
not?
A point against him?
Yeah, take a point off. Hit below
no,
the belt.
No, because you lifted your knees up above your belt.
Why? Because you high stepped?
It's not just.
I thought of that argument. I didn't think anybody would think of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thanks for disappointing me.
That was pretty quick, too, wasn't it? I think it should be legal.
I don't see why he can't do it. If you're just a high step walker, just somebody that walks with, you know, you scratch
here
your
here comes
ears.
The high stepper.
Murderer.
McGregor.
Yeah, I wasn't fast enough with it.
are you looking that up by any chance?
Yes, he is.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm curious to know what is the one MMA move he can use that's not just a straight
They
punch.
Said he can use one?
I guess.
Yeah,
maybe what can you do a tackle? No. Can you do
a
spinning backfist?
It's probably something like that. It's probably
you
some
gotta
sort
be able
of
to
weird
a spinning backfist, right?
It's probably some sort of weird punch, but it's probably not a spinning one cuz that's not allowed in boxing.
Why?
They don't allow
is that shit.
Do you mean you can't spin?
The back fist.
It is the back fist.
But it's not a spinning back fist.
Why
it's
can't
just
you spin?
A normal back
you can't
fist.
Can't
you spin?
You can't turn aggressively now?
Because this is more of a this kind of hit where.
Stop
McGregor,
doing that. At least let me give you the camera if you're going to do that.
I mean,
that.
If he's hitting him with the gloves.
Like, bam. Bam. Bam.
Right in your face, Girl and Sin. Bam.
Bam. Get back here, Girl and Sin.
Just, there's a couple slant. Hold your
jack
face.
Off to this.
Hold your face up to the screen. why couldn't you do a spinning back fist?
Because that's not allowed in boxing.
Why?
Because I didn't write the rules to boxing.
Does it say
go
you
ask
can't
Mr.
turn around?
Mr. Boxer.
Right.
No.
Volume, dude.
He can't. He
I,
just
I was,
self-control.
That's why I was backing away from the mic, all right? It's all about, you know, using the. But I don't normally do that. I just make you suffer.
Okay, that's. You
fair
sure
enough.
Do. So I don't think. I think he should be able to
All right, so they made the back fist illegal. So, no, in boxing, striking with the back of the hand is illegal. It is not a punch landed with the front of your fist. So now if he's allowed to do the back fist, I don't see why he couldn't add a fucking pirouette in it.
No, but you're saying he can't.
You said he can. That's the one move he can do is a back fist. Why couldn't you spin? Can you
right,
do a spinning hook?
But they're saying in boxing you can't do it.
Correct.
So I'm saying that his one of your informations is incorrect.
But it's also not. It's also not a WBA
sanctioned fight. Yeah. It's
McGregor, so then he could kick.
Wait, no, no, hold on. McGregor. They said you guys said that he's allowed one MMA move, right? That's
correct.
The back fist. Now I don't think the back fist is changed with a spin because I think you could do a hook if you wanted to spin, right? So now that you allow the back fist and you allow
the
all,
if you start
all,
here,
you're
you
not
just
really
like get a running start,
sure.
You spin around and hook him, maybe.
Yeah. Jump up in the air, give a
you
little
just
Superman.
Like add that centrifugal force to a super punch,
guys. This isn't the WWE. This is like a
legit
fucking
this is
fight.
As close as it gets to the WWE in boxing. It's like
the host of The Apprentice
it's
is non-sanctioned. The president.
I mean, he might as well be fighting.
This is
it might
like,
be like a lion versus
no.
What
it is this is like the time when Rocky fought Hulk Hogan. Man, it's
underlips.
Like that. Yeah, no. Just, no.
I won't let WWE into my boxing, but I'll let it into my presidency.
No, I think these are two guys that would be perfectly fine with
I'll
hurting
each other. I'll vote Triple H into office.
I think
he sleeps with Stephanie McMahon.
She's hot.
I think there was another clip of...
She could sit on my face.
I think there was another clip of Mayweather recently at some training camp again.
He can't, unless I get the $100 million.
And he looks like he's doing fine. He looks like he's going to be just fine.
I wouldn't doubt it.
He doesn't
he's
look
40
like he's
and
lost 0. A step.
I'm sorry, 49-0.
Yeah.
He's 49-0.
Yeah, the guy has fought professional fighters.
He's like 40-something years old.
What's that?
Is that it?
Maybe. No, I don't know. Is this in the camp? No, I can't remember.
Check this out, G. Yo, this is a gift from Sultan. From Sultan, bro. Damn.
Mayweather right now training for the McGregor fight.
Yeah,
that's the Great White hype.
Man. I'm sorry, man. You alright, Jack?
Doesn't he show up all fat at the end for the fight and whoop some ass?
Yeah,
he showed up looking like he's pregnant.
That was what I was looking for.
And then he knocks the dude out. Yeah, that was a.
And then they're just buddies on the side, and they're like, "Yo, let's cash out." I mean, McGregor's a dick too. He's not as.
McGregor will win the shit talking war. He will win the shit talking.
You think
war.
Mayweather's got too many yes men around him, not keeping his game up?
No, I just according to most people, he can't read. Yeah, but you saw the first tweet that McGregor put up, and it was "fight is on" or something, and then he showed a picture of old ass Mayweather's dad.
I feel like I just heard it go off on this kid's head. The fight is on.
Did you hear about? He's waiting for the fight. To pay off his back taxes.
Yes, he's asking the IRS for a reprieve for back taxes that he didn't pay from a 2015 Manny Pacquiao fight. Which,
because money's coming in now.
So the money he's winning, he's not even going to be able to touch. It's going directly to the government.
Was it $100 million?
Something like $150 million. But I think he made $100 million for the Pacquiao fight, and then just what? Never paid taxes on that. Just took the whole $100 million, and now he's like, yeah.
He'd have to
enough.
Pay half of that to the government, dude. Half.
Yeah.
Because that's a winning.
Yeah.
That's not.
No, that's
earning.
Work. That's work.
You have to pay the other half for winning this one.
No. But what about that though? You're not.
That's a winning.
Yeah, it's a winning, but it's not like a gambling
it's
win.
It's a prize though.
It's a no. That's a paycheck.
Nope, it's a prize.
I don't think so. It is prize fighting.
It's given to him.
So they just give him the lump sum.
Yep. No, they give him those big fake checks. And then they go, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm going to Disney World."
Okay, yes, that's what he does. Remember when he told that the announcer that he was going to beat him up? Or the announcer was like, "I'd beat you up if I was 50 years younger." And he's like, "No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't do nothing. You wouldn't do nothing, old man. You're old."
I've never seen that.
He starts laying
into
him. It was after an HBO fight, and and Mayweather, he's just not giving him any respect. Like I don't know if he had mentioned something about him dancing or getting out of the way or like kind of getting booed by the crowd in the last. I think it's one of these. Yeah.
From what I heard, is he's all defensive, and that's boring to me. I
want to
see
make this full screen if you can.
When I see fighting, I don't care if it's boxing or MMA or what, but I want to see you.
There you go. The 2011. Take a look here.
The top fights I'm finding here for the UFC.
Hold on.
What, we have to listen to these people talk?
Yes, this is what I'm talking about.
Congratulations, Floyd. You hear the crowd. At least a good part of it is in an uproar because they felt that you took shots at him unfairly after you went together in the ring, made up for the headbutt, and then you poked him. What's your story?
First off, I want to thank God for this victory, because without God, all this wouldn't be possible. I want to thank my team. I got hit with a dirty shot, and it's protect yourself at all time. I hit him with a left hook, right hand, and that ended the bout.
So you're saying that even though it appeared that he wasn't protecting himself and thought that that was part of the ceremony that you were going through of apology, that you unfairly took advantage of it, what do you say to those who say, what'd you do there? You were winning the fight and in charge.
I just want to say everybody that bought pay-per-view, that came out to Las Vegas, thank you.
Anyway,
it was a hell of a fight.
Floyd, you know you're a promoter, but now we're talking to you as a prize fighter. Let's take a look at what happened.
All right, this is the punch.
Oh, let's look
at
it.
And you describe it.
We touch gloves. We back to fight hook.
Oh, that's a cheap shot.
And that's all she wrote.
So it for you, it was just an automatic response.
What a bitch.
Let's get on with the fight.
It's protect yourself at all time. He done something dirty. We're not here to cry and complain about what he did dirty or what I did dirty. I was victorious. If he want a rematch, he can get a rematch.
You were in charge of the fight. You were aggressive and trying and taking advantage of what
you
saw as a
flaw.
You
know what I'm going to do? Because you don't ever give me a fair shake. You know that? So I'm going to go and let you talk to Victor Ortiz, all right? I'm through. They put somebody else up and give me an interview.
What are you talking about?
You never give me a fair shake. HBO needs to fire you.
I remember Letterman got loud.
You ain't shit. You got shit.
I wish I was 50 years younger
you.
And I'd kick your ass.
and he turned smiling.
There you go. So,
on a street, I do think Mayweather would just get destroyed by somebody like, who was the guy that just died that went to MMA from street fighting? The black dude.
Kimbo?
Kimbo. I think somebody like Kimbo would just straight kill Mayweather just in a straight street fight.
In a straight street fight, but that's
just
he
beat
is
him
not
to
a street
death.
Fighter.
No,
he is a boxer.
He's a bitch. He's a
boxer.
Bitch. He's a bitch.
He's a money
he's
maker.
A
that's
bitch.
All. He's like, you want a rematch? You guys can pay me again to do some cheap shit.
It's the money team.
Yo,
I'm looking at Justin Bieber to the stage.
I'm looking at the top paid UFC fights of all time, right? McGregor has
number
won for 7.7 million.
Yes.
Below
wait,
that
wait,
is
wait,
like
7.7 million.
Yeah. Below that, the next person is Ronda with 3 million. And now he's fighting, and his take on this is 100 million.
Yep.
Yes.
No
yep.
one's ever going to cash out like that. This
no.
is a straight money game for both of them.
Yes. Well, yeah, duh.
But.
Well, thanks for all agreeing.
But does it go? Well, of course. But, and the only. I'll give it to Mayweather because he's the only one with something to lose.
Yeah, which is his 49-0
record.
Everybody's
saying McGregor.
No, he's only 17-1.
You're not going to win, and you're not supposed to win.
No,
and all he has to do is go in and lose, and it happens what everybody thought was going to happen, and he gets $100 million.
Well, he gets $100 million, and it gets his foot in the door to boxing. Because
but he's
now he can start boxing, or he's done. He's taking that money, and he's going to try to buy out some of the UFC, because that's what he wanted. He wanted a portion of UFC. He wanted that over a year ago. He was claiming he wanted UFC.
He won't have enough to do it.
He will because they just
sold it for $1 billion. He's not going
to
spend the
he'll
entire
be able to
money.
He,
on
I bet
10%.
You anything. I bet you he's already part of. I bet you he's already part of the buyer. I bet you he was already in
he
with
could,
the buyer.
He could make way more money just coming out with his own fucking like
shirts. Yeah, $35 million is his net worth. Anybody want to take a guess on Mayweather's?
He's over 100 million.
I don't know.
Easy.
He can't pay any taxes, so I'm going to guess.
Yeah, networks are always stupid, though. It's like assets.
I'll go 100 and 78 million.
Right? You want to take a guess on this, Bechter?
Mayweather.
Mayweather's net worth.
Oh, I'd say probably about 150.
$400 million.
Why is he asking for a reprieve on paying the taxes?
Because that's how shitty Republicans get away with it.
He's probably,
they're black.
He's probably blown a lot of that money, too. Because the size of his,
yeah,
you know,
his taxes
cars,
are probably $100 million.
Well, the taxes alone kill you. But
they
then
could
he buys
well,
nice,
they could
nice
be
cars.
Up there.
And he's a black dude, so he's got to have the best car, the best house, the
and
best
he does,
everything.
Too.
Right, he does.
Yeah.
The best watch.
Money team. You can't walk in
but
there
McGregor,
with a fucking slouch.
McGregor's got that, too. Because he's got that fucking...
Yeah, but
that,
he does
I hate
not...
this word, but he has that swagger. He likes to spend his money on fucking lavish things.
Sure.
Just like, you know... Mayweather.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, and he's a very charismatic guy, but I think they're going to have a press conference. There is no way in hell that Mayweather is as good a shit talker as McGregor.
Oh,
though.
I agree. Yo, but wait, when you see this, Riot, I just dropped in your videos folder a picture real quick. You want to talk some shit, it's when you actually own some shit and you can flaunt it in people's face. This is Floyd Mayweather's compound. Oh, that was almost on point. We almost did really well with that.
Yeah, no, it wasn't at all.
It's the mouse. I've heard that before from gamers that suck.
All right, so that's Mayweather's house.
Look at the size of that shit. What is that, fucking 20 bedrooms?
He's not married,
easy.
Is he?
No.
He's a single guy.
Is he married?
I think he's a single guy.
I know. I think he got in a fight with throwing a chick out of his house for stealing a diamond or something. That might have been some other.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
well,
what
right.
they call them now.
Well, what's on? All right,
diamonds.
But what's on
diamonds.
The left side there? How many cars is that? So it's just a constant party over at Mayweather's house.
Night. Five Lambos in a row.
It's just a constant party over his house, or are those all his?
Really, blue and white. That's what you went with. Aquamarine. And
it is pretty ugly.
Yeah,
I'll
that is
agree
a dope house, though.
That
I'm
is
trying
a dope
to talk
house.
Shit about it like I wouldn't love it.
And then he's got like the snaking pool that probably
yep.
goes partially indoor.
Indoor,
you know
outdoor.
I mean? Oh fuck,
yep.
that's what
those
I want.
Those are bomb.
Hell yeah.
I mean, do you get all white workers or all black workers? Do you get frowned upon from having like 13?
You get Mexicans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah
where
yeah.
does he live?
Oh,
Cali?
Yeah.
Or Vegas?
I think he's in Vegas.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. That shit's badass, though.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Out of the Skin Studios just in the bottom right corner there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll let you guys have that little bit of my area.
Look at that fucking place. No, I want something right out the pool.
Four bikini-wearing chicks.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
because
if we move into this into that place and do this show...
I'll be dead.
It's a totally different show. it's not the same show anymore.
You could fit...
Let me get that bag of flour over there. I'll show what it was looking like.
There's a lot of whores, and I start doing cocaine after all these years. I just don't have anything better to do,
you could
I think.
Fit all of our houses in his house, and he still has more house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just
I mean, look at it.
It
I mean, you're looking at four stories right there.
400 million. What do you think the percentage of what is that?
Interest?
The top like 0.2% of the population has that.
Oh,
that,
I don't know.
That's fucking money. I mean, that's like people bringing you cheese and crackers and pepperoni to your bed. Money. Is there anything better?
Clean sheets every night.
Ah,
money.
Fucking Egyptian thread.
Never.
Clean sheets. More like brand new sheets, motherfucker. He throws
never,
them out after every night.
Yeah, send them home with the whore. Here,
never,
you can have
yeah,
these.
Yeah. No, you don't want your DNA going like that. You gotta,
no,
you gotta
oh,
burn
no, yeah.
That
you burn that.
Incinerator.
You burn that.
But
he wears new underwear every day.
Yeah, never
I
never wear a
it.
Sock twice.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Just a... full glove box full of new socks and
to
somebody to put them on you.
And to still have
yeah.
the determination
oh, yeah.
to go out there and box and train every day. That's amazing. Like, if I was that rich, that's what would happen to my life. I would just go to shit. I wouldn't.
No, you
you'd have somebody
you
to wipe your ass
you
for you.
Because this, and this is my,
I would
this
hire
is
you.
My theory about these super.
You would not hire me because I wouldn't take that
oh,
job.
Oh, come on. I'll pay you $200,000 a year just to wipe my ass.
Oh.
I mean, what would it cost for
I
you?
I mean, that's
to,
not bad. Is it 40 hours?
It's shitty.
I mean, I don't
oh,
want a 24/7 job.
You're on
you know
call.
I mean?
You're
nah,
on
I'm
call.
Good. I'm good.
I
don't want
some
it.
Mexican and
drug testing.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Then you can guarantee no.
Because
500,000 and yes.
Nope. Still low. Nothing, dude. Nothing will get me to fucking go for a drug test.
And you're also in charge of my garden.
Yeah. There you go.
How the fuck is this? I have to drug test, but yet I'm in charge of your garden?
Yes.
This sucks dick. No, yeah, worst job ever.
He said it was like an awesome thing. Like, you get to tend to the garden.
You're right.
But don't ever look at it.
You also get to wipe my ass. So I get to wipe your ass and look at weed, but not touch it.
Yes.
For 500 grand a year. Oh, I totally want that job. No.
For 10 years, I could probably do it.
I don't.
Maybe
I should just do it for 1 year.
I couldn't even do it for a day.
And then not worry about it.
No, nope, I'm good. I am good.
You'd get to wash them down like twelve monkeys. They just hit you with the scrub brush against the brick wall, just like.
Sometimes I think I want that. I would love for somebody to just come in,
somebody
and
to get in the shower with you, one
scrub
time
your nuts
ever.
With a wire brush.
Yeah.
If you had a choice,
get those
of
dead
that
scrotum flakes off,
or we gave you a choice of four pills.
Yes, of four pills. Don't worry about it. He really would be on call because this guy will take a shit in his yard. You might have to come out in the yard and wipe his ass in the middle of the night.
To Shakira.
Yes. Shakira.
I mean, do I get a biohazard suit to wear when I'm wiping your ass?
No, you have to listen to Biohazard while you do it.
You can claim that on your taxes as you want, but I'm not paying for it.
Oh, that's a good point.
I am good.
Yeah, because he will be 1099-ing your ass.
Yep. And you will be, I can't make a 1099 joke.
Oh, God damn it.
I'd be bleaching his asshole every day, that's for sure.
There you go. Oh, let me get another coat of wax on that for you, Mr.
Fucking,
McFly.
Yeah, you'll get some wax, all right.
This one's got blood on it. Deal with it.
Don't worry. If there was blood, I'd just make sure.
Everybody, you got
blood.
To start sending more pictures of your genitals
anus
around, because for the first time in the company's history, Snapchat's parent company, Snap Inc., has fallen below the public offering of $17 and closed at $16.99. So
it's tanking.
Is it 6 months now? Has it been 6 months since they came out?
Yeah.
That's like the rule of thumb, is wait 6 months on an IPO.
Well, it's... I don't know.
Instagram?
So what? Now they got to turn.
I don't know. I prefer to have mine out in the sun, you know?
What, your genitals?
My IPOs. You crack one open, they're delicious.
Made me think about skinny dipping again tonight.
Taking a big shit and rinsing it off in the fucking.
Chlorine!
Shitty dipping.
Jesus.
So they're.
Did you hold your asshole up to the jet to.
So you used
off.
A bidet.
Thanks, you fucking artist.
There you go. This guy's going to give himself an enema tonight.
Day? Bidet.
I don't even mind that.
I wanted to be mad about it, but I couldn't. It caused a giggle. As it fell $16.99, were you going to say something about genital pictures? Did they cut off? You can't do that anymore?
No, they didn't cut it off. I'm just saying you're going to need to send more and start. They got to figure out a way to make some money.
Oh, they got those little ad banners and stuff, right?
Yeah, they just need to start straight up blackmailing people. Look, we have this guy's dick in your ass. We're going to send this to your husband if you don't give us $100.
Well, I'm not. There you go.
Just start making money.
How long do you think Snapchat's going to be around for?
Snapchat?
The youth of America is into it. Snapchat's
been around for a couple of years.
Yeah. Instagram got me. I stuck to Instagram, but I never got into the Snapchat. If Snapchat's going to stick around, the company's not falling apart. That stock's cheap right now. Let's get some.
Well,
for what, Snapchat?
Sale. Use it?
No.
I don't think
that's going to stick around.
Go and send to you Snapchat. If not, add me and send me your tits.
Okay.
I can't even get her to send me her tits.
Oh, wow, because you got away
with
the
ladies. That's the bar, yeah.
Look, I'm a smooth talker. I'm a smooth operator.
You got Debbie Downard.
When I'm outside of
laid,
being
Cheeks.
Don't worry. When I'm not here and I'm not Cheeks, I get plenty of ladies. Don't worry.
That sounded so confident.
You need a gun. That's what you need. And you could have some sex.
I always thought dead pussy would be
he
dry,
He said that
though.
Like it was an infomercial where he's selling like how to be cool. He's like, but when I'm not here, I get plenty of ladies. It's like some 1980 self-help video or something.
The pussy doesn't have to be dead until you're done with it.
What's that guy's name? The dating guy, Mystery. Was that his name?
I thought you were talking about the ladies.
He wore like a top hat, and he was the fucking. He was like the top smooth talking guy on TV for a while. I want to say his name was Mystery, and he'd just be like, "Oh, ladies, oh, look at my boner," or something like that. But he had a top hat, and he was supposed to be mysterious. I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up. But I'm
I typed
sure
in mystery dating coach. Oh, I found this guy.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's mystery. He is a dating coach. He's going to send him
is
over.
Is he fat and ugly?
Take a look. Will you punch into YouTube mystery dating coach?
I just dropped his picture in your videos folder.
He looks like a dick sucker there. He's got the soul patch.
It looks like fucking Tony. Don't give me your shit.
You heard what I said.
I love the eyeliner. Everybody had balls. Did you ever try it?
Cheeks,
I feel like you might have put... Oh, wait. Riot looked at me. Have you put eyeliner on, Riot?
Can you? Will you show him how to blow that up?
Okay. Riot looks like he was an emo kid. Like 10 years
Finding
ago.
Finding emo.
Look at this creepy fuck.
It's kind of washed out on the TV.
Yeah, it is kind of.
He's got
like
yeah,
no face.
Yeah, it's a mystery. Where's my nose and mouth?
I don't even see any eyes, man.
Add some eyeliner to that.
It's just a blank face.
A soul patch.
All I can see is a little bit of his chin.
Yeah.
There's all a soul patch in there. This motherfucker has a little tuft under his lip.
That's a pretty
fucking
sweet hat.
I hate you, little tuft. You're fucking tuft.
I mean, that tuft? Hat
yes.
is sweet.
Well, thanks for correcting me.
Oh, you're welcome. Height.
Yeah, I was going to say it too.
Dumb son of a bitch.
It doesn't make sense. Width, length, height.
What?
And depth. That would be another one.
Hey, why? Oh, I'm wrong, huh? Can we just switch to the fucking metric system? All right, America. Can we get somebody on this?
Are you pro metric?
Yes.
Can we get a better picture?
Way more sense.
No, we can't. But there's probably can you pull up a YouTube video possibly of him like he was on a show and I can't remember what the name of the show was.
He's giving coaching advice on dating.
He had like a VH1 show. It was like the Mystery of Love. Or
so are you mad or jealous
of what? Of mystery
on a VH1 show?
I'm not jealous. He looked like I don't know. I can't.
Is that what
you
got to do? You just got to wear fucking like open leather jackets. With skin,
no with yeah. no shirt on yeah, underneath yeah. and a or fucking furry top hat,
some
I guess.
Mesh stockings. I mean, can we do that now?
Doesn't everybody in the bar hate that guy?
What do we call?
Yeah,
worst,
including the ladies.
Nope.
I can't remember. I don't know if he ever had success on the show.
Can we wear our best dating attire next week?
Mr.
Your best,
Mr. E or Mr. E?
I think it's Eric Von.
Who the fuck is Mr. E? Why did that come in your head?
Eric Von Markovic.
Mystery.
But it's spelled just mystery, all one word.
Yes, best dating outfits next week. Why don't we come in on our best looking outfits
because
to go on our first
date? Because
you
can't do anything.
You haven't done one in fucking 8 years. So
what are you talking about?
Shit.
I bought a newscaster wig. I'm ready to go, sucker.
Wear that.
I will. I'll wear it right
hair.
Now.
Your sucka. Fucking head merkin.
That's American to you.
Ah!
Listen, you're not going to make me upset about this. This is
cut the tag off right now?
Yes.
This is the reveal. This is an unboxing video. His name is Mystery, just like the word mystery. Yeah. The Mystery Machine, Mystery Dating VH1.
I could do it. Unless it was on some other stupid, obscure, freaking... show.
I got mystery dating channel. Coach is what I think pulled up images.
Let me see here. Throw
you're
going to
need a mustache. I can already tell you're going to need a
mustache.
Oh, yeah.
There was this new hit show on VH1 featuring three kind of unusual guys who have mastered, they claim,
full screen.
The art of the pickup, picking up women.
Yeah, you need a mustache
nice
to go
guys.
With that.
One of them
but
is
it looks
an,
good. Quite it looks real. Like
there was a couple
here,
to choose from, and this the other one was like the little too silver, and then there was one that was too blonde. She said I could get away with that one, but I wanted the.
It looks like George Stephanopoulos. It's a George Stephanopoulos look.
What do you mean? You don't like that?
Yeah, George Stephanopoulos or that?
I didn't know if the glasses went with it or not.
It
though.
Looks kind of George. Oh, Jesus.
You
Christ.
Actually look like the lawyer from My Cousin Vinny, or
what?
The dad from the Wonder Years, or the father from Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf. Right, okay, I'm that guy.
Dad phases. From Teen Wolf.
But
oh, this is the guy.
Case in point here. Each of these phases, A1, A2, A3, that's attraction. The attraction
wristbands.
Phases,
and
furry wristbands to match his hat.
Stage.
What is this Rocky Horror Picture Show?
C1, C2, C3.
Skeleton in a skin suit. Look at this dude's shoulders.
I'm going to go into why that is designed the way it is, but I want you to think of it like a video game.
A leather no sleeve? That seems like something Mitch would wear.
You open. If you die on A1, you're going to get pissed. You're going to, you know, you're Super Mario.
I will dress like this if you follow me to the bar. We'll see if it works.
Thing you can do.
We'll just do something absolutely ridiculous and go to Pittsburgh.
Start over. The less the potentiality of rejection will harm you emotionally and affect your next set, right? But what if you're good enough to get all the way to C1? You know, you have opened the set. You have
this kid's laying this out like a fucking Google spreadsheet.
Higher value
to
the woman.
What row am I in?
In her group, in such a way that it doesn't seem like bragging, and you have negged her. This is to state something that will disqualify you from being considered a potential suitor.
He looks like a penis.
Just long enough so that you can demonstrate high enough value to hit those attractions
that
exist in her head so that you start only getting on the indicators tip. Of interest.
Only
that's
on the
just,
tip.
That's the beat. That's just
penis
wears
a top.
A
moldy cap.
M'lady?
Once you've met the objective and you're getting indicators of interest from her, then you move forward into A3. And here's this next level of the video.
You sang my battleship.
Now the challenge is to make her feel like you're not yet attracted to her, but it's growing.
Are you adding this?
I've never.
I hope so. That's
that
good.
Way we keep
I've never put
challenge.
It in the A3 before.
If you can get all the way to that point, and then during that point, move the target either away from the group that she's
from
with,
your penis,
women of
or closer
are
to
very
your penis.
Rarely found alone. They're usually
then
in groups.
Insert.
So you're going to have to learn to work the group.
So basically, you just said, be their friend, the
yet,
friend's friend.
But I'm working.
Be friends
the group.
With her friend.
Every
friends.
Single one of us must be able to do
and
this.
And then you'll
skill
win.
Set. If you can do what I'm doing here,
he's
you're
going to
get laid like a fucking rock star.
Well, there you go. That is mystery.
Respect the cock.
Respect.
And tame the cunt.
You having a good time back there tonight? I'll riot.
That is from my favorite movie, Mad Men.
What movie was it? Bad Brothers?
Magnolia. It's Tom Cruise plays fucking that guy. That guy that we.
It's called Magnolia?
To. Magnolia, yeah. Fucking great.
What year
movie.
Was it?
Oh, text that.
99.
I should have watched Silverado the other day. You ever seen this movie? Kevin Costner is a child. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry.
All I know is that you were not happy with it.
No, I wasn't happy I had to leave. I would have watched it more.
Oh, I thought you said it wasn't that great.
No, it was really good up to that point.
Are you sure that's what you meant? Because you said that it wasn't
I was
great.
Drinking.
Canyonero.
I walked out on the golf course with 2 vodka and something drinks.
Yes, you did.
A boner on your face?
Yes, vodka and boner.
I fell asleep in the sun and still had the tan lines.
All in all, it was a pretty eventful weekend. I think we should do that again sometime. Half the holes. Because it just went on for too long. 5.5 hours is just too long to be doing anything.
Okay, you should have gotten started earlier. 7 would have been a great time to be out there.
Yeah. I was just...
Before the sun gets beating hot.
It was blazing.
Crisp dew. Your ball sticks good because everything's a little moist.
Moisty? Yeah, it was a good course, too. But I do want to go to Shore Acres. Again, thank you to
Shore Acres, where your balls are free. Shore Acres, would you set up that tea?
All right, that's good. That's good. That's sweet tea. Thank you, sweet tea. Thank you, Cheeks.
Wait, is it that time already?
Yeah, it's 8:59.
Damn, Deuces party people.
Deuces party people, and thank you, Riot, for running the back room.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, everybody. All right, everybody. We do appreciate you tuning into this week's Monday Medicine. We will be back with more next week. Maybe some kind of plan. We were just whooped from this weekend. I just, like I said, it's 5 minutes before, and I'm watching just Tiger Woods.
best top 10 shots.
I was trying to think of a sketch all weekend for breaks and shit, or all day. I had no energy to even care.
Yeah, yeah, well, neither did your mother. Boom!
Nothing like waking up at like 6:30 and running over here.
Right. I woke up at 6:30 and walked down the stairs. We didn't do Trump and Putin.
Dude, that's what you need, the fire pole. The fire pole, dude. You can just get out of your bed and be
652.
Here. Just drop right down. Yes.
I always wanted a brontosaurus. Just...
Oh,
you know
fucking
what I mean?
Take a slide out when yep. When the workday's over. Yeah, of course. What's coming up this week? I was a little disappointed we didn't get to go to the inaugural open mic at the Carlton.
Yes,
the Carlton
Warped Tour.
Comedy at the Carlson.
Where's the
Warped
Tour?
Comedy at the Carlson.
Warped Tour is Thursday.
Oh, God. Why at a weeknight, motherfuckers?
That's pretty
why
dumb.
Why we got to be
not
Rochester?
A weeknight. It's a weekday. It starts at 12:30.
Oh, even worse. Guess what? I'm working.
You I'm sure not. I'm are. Going.
You're not?
I'm going.
Oh, you got backstage passes and everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and go slap your dick with some guys?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to slap some dick. We're going to go...
Thanks, everybody.
Crossing streams.
Hey, we're going to cross streams, everybody.
Crossing right. Streams is brought to you by UnderTheSkin.tv. Crossing streams. That's the only way to do it. Back to the ninth inning here.
This is a good character.
Don't forget to eat steak by Farce Rolls.
That's Harry Carey.
Harry.
Is this a sports reference?
Yeah.
Hi.
Don't know it.
Will Ferrell did it famously, but he...
Hey, everybody.
That's the exaggeration he had, just like that. Excellent. Whoa. All right, we will tune in. You will tune in next week, and we will have more fantastic show for you. Is Mitch going to be back around yet or not?
I do believe.
Oh, that'll be fun.
This hasn't gotten terribly bad.
No, not too bad. Do we take three breaks or just two?
I think just two.
Hey, there you go. We pulled it off. Thank you to Girl and Sin for checking it out.
And correcting us. What a bitch.
Correcting. But anyway, we will see you next week. And until we do, bye.